You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play?
Boys Against the Goals.
With Dom and Jeremy!
We're loaded up. We got our players pretty quickly today. Let's meet them. Representing for the guys is Chris. Good morning, Chris. Welcome to the show.
Morning. How you doing?
So good. Thank you. We're not on a speakerphone with you, are we?
No.
Okay, good. Good. Keep that phone right up your mouth so we can hear you loud and clear. What do you do, Chris?
I'm a cook.
Oh. He's a cook. He's cooking things. Hmm. What's your specialty, buddy? What's your go-to that you're the best at?
Oh, that's hard to say. I do all kinds of stuff.
Your phone is so bad that we're going to have a problem here. Why is it so hard to hear you, Chris? That's what I want to know.
Shake it a little.
Oh, okay, there we go.
There you
what
go.
What were you doing?
Was it upside down? It was upside down.
He had us on a Bluetooth.
All day long.
Yeah. We're not stupid, Chris. We've been around the block.
So you don't have a specialty?
I do homemade pumpkin pie from scratch.
Ooh, oh, I'd eat that.
Yeah, all day long.
Mm. Wow.
I noticed I actually had a cooking question in my questions today, so I will take that out immediately. Chris, good luck to you today, all right?
Thank you.
Yeah, the girls are up 3-2. Stephanie, you can make it a 2-point lead. Are you ready to play?
I am.
Mm-hmm. What do you do?
I work at an eye doctor's office.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay.
So you got to cover one eye and read E, C, P, M, V.
Do you try to memorize those when
I
you do that?
I work in their optical, so I work with all the glasses.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, you could still cover one eye and just still do that. Kind of weird people out.
Here's what I found. I pay for eye insurance, you know, it's like glasses and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't cover really squat when it comes to buying frames and stuff. That stuff is expensive.
Sure is. Well, how come there's so much money?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I will tell you, though, that insurance does help.
Well, it helps, but like,
can get up to over $1,000.
I know. Like, a pair of frames is $600. I'm like, who handcrafted these on what Amish farm?
Right.
What?
What monks on island fortress in the South Pacific spent 12 years forming these?
They were formed in a plastic mold and spit out of a conveyor belt. Come on, $600.
Oh, that's funny. Well, Stephanie, good luck to you today. Jeremy is going to ask you some questions that guys are more likely to know. I have questions for Chris that women are more likely to know. Best out of three wins the prize and goes off to Target. And if we're tied after three, we play sudden death overtime. We alternate who goes first. The boys are up first today. Chris, are you ready to go?
Sure.
Then tell me this. Who was the singer and actress who starred in the movie A Walk to Remember? Who was that?
You got me at a loss there.
No, that's the Nicholas Sparks book and movie. That was Mandy Moore who starred in that.
Oh, she's delightful.
Mandy Moore. Over to Stephanie we go.
Oh, Steph, I'll give you a movie question as well. Please tell me, what actor played the dude in the movie The Big Lebowski? Who's that actor?
I don't know.
Take a guess? No? No guess?
No.
That is Mr. Jeff Bridges.
I saw that he was in the news today.
He's sick.
Got diagnosed with cancer.
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
Very sad. He's a great actor.
He's funny. Back over to Chris. Chris, please tell me this.
Yeah.
What is Teresa Caputo known for? Teresa Caputo, what is she known for?
Teresa Caputo? Yeah. Oh, gee. I tongue and I can't remember it.
She's the Long Island medium, right?
She's a psychic. Yeah,
Long
Island medium.
Giant hair. Massive hair.
Long Island medium.
Back over to Stephanie.
Okay, Stephanie. What animated TV show featured characters named Hank, Dale, Bill, and Boomhauer?
South Park?
No, ma'am.
At least you guessed. That's
long good. Time running show called King of the Hill.
It's still 0-0. Back to Chris. Chris, please tell me the name, the actress and sometimes singer, but mostly we know her as an actress, who owns a company called Goop. G-O-O-P, Goop.
Who owns a company called
Are Goop? You asking somebody to help you with this, Chris?
No.
Okay, good.
This is off my head.
All right. What do you think? Who is that?
I don't even have a clue on that one.
Uh-oh.
That's Gwyneth Paltrow. It's a modern lifestyle brand. She sometimes gets herself into a little bit of hot water with that company, too. You know what I mean?
Look up, what's the egg? Was the jade egg or something?
Is it the jade egg?
Jade egg.
Where women are
look that up later, Chris.
Yeah, not on a work computer, though.
On your own time.
Not on a work computer.
You weirdo.
Here's what it comes down to. Stephanie, if you get this one, you win the game. If not, we're going to go to sudden death overtime, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's see what we got here. What comic book superhero whose main superpower is running really fast? Can you please name that superhero?
Flash.
The Flash.
Well...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Chris, you're not supposed
Chris,
to be
Chris, that's not
her.
For you.
Yeah,
but she did get it.
She said it before you, and the game is
over.
This was kind of a funny game today.
I should have known the King of the Hill question.
Well, it's all right. Listen, you still got a W. You won.
Don't worry about it. You got the win. You got the prize. Chris, you were fun to talk to, but I'm afraid before you go off and start cooking today, you have to take a little bit of medicine. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Girls rule.
You must be stirring something or making a cake or something right now.
Oh, you're a good man. Thanks for being on the show, buddy. Have a great day, okay?
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks so much. Miss Stephanie, not only do you get the point, not only are you going to Target to shop, you have put the girls up now 4-2, which means the girls can win the month on Thursday. That's what that means.
Good position to be in. Right on.
If you will stand by, Josh will come back. He'll tell you about your gift card, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right.
4-2 for the girls. And you know, the boys had a 2-1 lead. The girls have won 3 straight games.
Dang, ladies.
They got serious.
Leave some points for the rest of us.
We'll play again on Thursday here on the Dom and Jeremy Show at Denver's Mix 100.